Okay, let's go. Okay. Season four.
Episode one.
So,
okay. So we were thinking about what to do for an intro, and literally 2 seconds ago, I went to go pee before we started, and this is literally what, like, it was like, I'm literally walking to the bathroom, and I just hear you just like, I want to do voices.
Yes.
Like, okay.
What if I had a different voice this time around?
It's just the story of our entire, like, podcast. You're like, I want to be a character. I want to be Bloody Mary. I want to be this. It's like, okay.
Oh, that's the intro?
That was like, well, no, because I just thought it was so fucking funny. You're like, because we planned the whole thing. We were like, okay, you finished your notes. Mm-hmm. We're good to go. And you're like, I'm going to do voices. It's like, cool.
But Cody, this is my voice.
This is my voice.
Cody, this is how I talk now. It's good to meet you. My name's Saint Caliwet. And it's an absolute pleasure, my dear.
Wait, isn't that the voice of a character you made a while ago?
No.
Jizz Jenkins or something like that?
No,
like,
that was the jazz singer.
The jazz singer.
No, yeah. It was a jazz singer that said jizz instead of jazz.
Yes, I love jizz.
I'm crazy about jizz.
We're not going to do that guy.
I love that wet hot jizz.
Why would you describe jazz as wet hot?
Jazz gets wet.
Maybe.
Well, you gotta, it's the, there's a valve. You gotta, the spit valve.
The spit. Ew.
It's wet. It's freaking gross. It's wet jizz.
That's fucking disgusting.
I know. Well, look, we're all having a good time.
Okay. I mean, hey, like, it's been a crazy break. I mean, we went through an entire election. Well, it's still not over, apparently.
Yeah.
So.
You know. What is that, by the way?
I don't know what's fucking going
on.
Well,
I mean, you just, apparently, I think here's the thing. When you lose an election, you have to have a bullshit lawyer sweat on television.
Oh, and drip black.
And drip black hair dye onto your face. And that's what turns it around.
Okay, so
apparently.
I have a question for
that's
you.
That's the rule.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people don't like when podcasters get political. And we're not getting political.
We shouldn't.
Like,
we
I don't care who you voted for. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the right to vote for who they want. I don't care. But my question is, in the current state of things, obviously, okay, like, Trump has lost.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of states are starting to certify. States that he's trying to overturn have certified against him. My question is, why are people like Giuliani? I used to have a lot of respect for Giuliani.
Well, nobody does anymore.
Nobody does anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my thing. Why are people, like, you have to, like, know as, like, Giuliani, these people, like,
right,
that the case is lost.
Like, what are you in it for?
Why are you throwing your career away?
Like, what are you in it
because
for?
Because after this, once it gets certified,
well,
Giuliani's career is over.
There's got to be, it might be, like, he's hanging on to the last tethers.
Like, it's too far gone now, you have,
like
it's all in.
Yeah, exactly. It's like he's a rope on a cliff.
I just feel like so many prominent politicians.
Yeah.
This late in their career, you're done, dude. You've ruined your life.
I mean, he was caught jacking himself off on the new Borat film.
Giuliani was.
Holy shit, in the new Borat film, he literally started jacking himself off in a room.
Oh, you said Borat.
Well, it was in the new Borat?
Borat.
I said Borat.
No, you said Borat.
I said Borat?
You said Borat.
Sorry, just trying to sound intelligent.
The new Borat.
That's how we pronounce it. Oh, okay. Borat, my dear boy. It's Borat.
Very nice.
Yeah. Exquisite. No, but like, he has no strings left to grab.
Yeah, he looks.
So why not grab the ones that are actually going to profit yourself, which is Trump's. He has a lot of political chemical campaigns going on right now, where if something works for him, it will work for his family. Oh, and Eric Trump Jr. just got COVID,
positive,
too.
Yeah, he's very asymptomatic.
I just remembered the name of my jazz character. It was Jack Lation.
That's what it was.
And that was because it was ejaculation.
Yes, Jack Lation.
My name's Jack Lation.
Oh, my God. But, okay, so that was my question. It's just, like, that baffles me. It's, like, why, like, they have to know that once this is done, come January 20th, their careers are over.
Well, everything is over all the time. And that's the new world we're living in.
But it's, like, Giuliani, all of the Trump's kids.
They're all playing violins on the Titanic right now.
They are. They're all, and it's like, bro, just don't go down. Just jump.
Just jump.
Get on the boat and jump, dude.
Well, like, I mean, for Giuliani, I hope he hits a propeller on the way down.
he's very Giuliani. Really, he looks like the Hunchback of Giuliani. Like,
he's very T Rex.
He got very
T Rex. Like, he's in his own.
I don't know what happened to him?
Well, this is
he used to be so poised, like.
Well, yeah, his back used to be straight, and it's not anymore. It's
his
hunched.
Back's higher than the back of his head.
Like, well, his shoulders.
They're up.
They're up.
It's like he's being propped up. Like,
his back is matching the number of COVID cases. They just keep going up.
So, yeah, it's just that's my biggest confusion, because, like, obviously, the things that, you know, are going on, it's all chaotic, but, like, that's my decision. Is, like, I'm always like, don't go down with the fucking loser. Mm. Like, these guys, like, realize it. But, I mean, hey.
But if you're gonna put yourself all in,
they're too far in.
You have to stand by your bullshit.
They're too far in. Yeah. It's just weird. It's just crazy. It just sucks to see so many people go down on a losing battle when it's like, guys, it's over. Like, just jump.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to everyone who did vote Trump out there, like, you know, it's... Like, I'm sorry that, like, it didn't go the way that you wanted.
Well, like, yeah, I'm sorry you're upset with being racist.
No, hold on. No, they're not all racist.
No, they're super, like, racist.
Not all of them.
Very racist.
Not all of them.
They're terrible racist people.
Not all of them.
Okay.
No, some people voted for Trump just because
they're closet racist.
My grandma's not a racist.
Yeah, well, a little bit.
She's not.
Probably.
No, she's not. You can't make that assumption. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't get political like that. You can't make an assumption like that. Like... Some people genuinely thought that it was probably the right vote. And I'm sorry that it didn't turn out your way. I'm sorry about that. Like, this must be a crazy time for you. But I'm saying is just accept that it is not
right
what you wanted. Just accept it and move on with the rest of the country.
Right.
Like,
we have a lot of healing to do.
We have a lot of healing to do together.
And it won't work if we're not.
It won't work if we're not. The pandemic's not done yet.
It's continuing.
Whether you believe it or not, it's not over.
It's increasing tenfold at this point.
Tenfold. It's basically on its second.
It's avenged tenfold.
It's avenged tenfold. Like, you know that guy at your party who you're like, oh, that guy's fucking done. He just went in and threw up all over my bathroom.
Right. Yeah,
but then
yeah.
You see him taking shots in the kitchen. That's COVID.
That's a boot and rally.
That's COVID.
Yeah.
COVID is boot and rally.
Boot and rally.
Harder than anyone in history.
Like, COVID just puked in my dryer. Yeah. And he's coming back.
And then turned the cycle on. And now is fucking in my kitchen.
Okay, let's...
Yes.
We have to record an episode at one point.
Yeah, let's get to it.
We have been.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. How are you? It's good to see you.
It's good.
I missed you, Cody.
I missed you too, bud. This is
so
the first
much.
Season break where we actually haven't seen each other.
It's been a month.
You
counted. You actually did the numbers. It's a month.
Yeah, our last episode was the 19th.
But when's the last time we saw each other?
Oh, I think we hung out the week after Reign of Terror, and then that was it.
Oh, so it's been... Yeah, so...
I haven't seen
you're right.
Like, almost
a
month. Like...
Well, what's up, dude? How are you? How the fuck are you, Cody?
Working, getting ready for holiday.
Oh my god.
Like, dude, ignore the phone call.
I'm getting a phone call right now. I hope it doesn't pick up.
It's not. Why would it pick up? You have to hit the button to pick it up.
No, I know what phone call. I know how phone calls work. I just hope it doesn't.
Oh, on the recording.
Stop the recording.
Well,
let's
just keep going.
Okay.
How have you been? How's this month been?
I'm great. Yeah? I got laid off from work.
Shit.
And I'm looking for work. So anybody out there has a job for me? I don't want to do it because I'm being very selective right now. I hate handouts.
Being picky at the bottom.
I think that's the point to be picky at.
Well, you can't lose your standards.
Well, exactly. And I think that being in a position I am now, which is very rare for me.
Yeah.
And at the
this
same
never happened.
At the same tense, comfortable.
Yeah.
I can be comfortably picky.
Yeah.
And that's rare. A lot of people don't have that.
I think it's a good thing because, as long as I've known you, you've never been laid off.
Never.
I've never
been fired. I've never been...
Furloughed? Yeah. It's not the same thing. Like, yes, you were furloughed a while back, but everyone was. This is being laid off. Like, but it was for an untypical reason.
Atypical.
Atypical. That's what I was going to say.
I see you.
It was an atypical reason, not like your performance.
Yeah.
So I think you have every right to still hold your standards.
Mm.
Like, 100%.
I don't want to do anything that doesn't make me happy anymore. And I think that,
yeah,
getting laid off has given me this new confidence.
Yeah.
That I didn't have before when it came to working.
I think it's great.
I think that working can bring a lot of people down and can make you feel lesser than a lot. But at the end of the day, it's a job. And if you have the opportunity to live while looking for a job, I think you should absolutely take it.
100%. Live as much as you can during 2020.
Yeah. And then
still
be safe.
Yes. But I think that's really good, because you're in a unique position where you can still hold your standards, because you didn't get you did not get let go for poor standards.
No.
You got let go for a fucking company who can't control their shit.
Well, it was because my company is broke.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's different. Like, that's what everyone else is going through. Mm-hmm. And I think holding yourself to your standards, like, it's same for anyone else in this situation. Like, don't settle for less.
Yeah.
Like,
know your self-worth.
Realize your self-worth.
I think it takes being told you're worthless to understand your self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
I was told I was worthless, and that's what made something tick in my heart, saying I'm worth more, and I need to know that. So
recognize it.
Yeah, recognize your self-worth. Get fucking going.
Yeah.
Make change, and make change where you want change to happen.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going. I'm going all nonprofits. I'm going, you know, literally like actionary movements.
This is your chance to do something that you've never done before.
I want to fucking kill Nazis. That's what I want to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
I was out of nowhere.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, what happened? Like, when I got laid off, I was like, oh, I get to just kill Nazis now.
I guess.
No, hold on, Cody, let me finish. I get to literally do that free of charge. And that's all I want to do.
I'm so confused.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break. That was out of nowhere.
I'm coming for you.
Breather from killing Nazis.
Oh yeah, sorry. They're not.
They're
not,
everywhere.
They're everywhere. It's a full time job.
Fucking everywhere. Which is not something you'd think, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're starting off this season. We're doing something a little different.
We have a theme this season.
Mm-hmm. And you guys will. We're not gonna say it, but you'll see it.
Oh, we should say it.
Okay.
Okay, so Mark, Cody, and I got together on a Zoom call.
Yes.
And we thought that the thing that would take this podcast to a different kind of a level.
What's the best clickbait?
Would be to exactly. Like, we're basically just, we tried to find the anime titties within our logic and our episodes. So we thought Six Semper Tyrannus would be the theme for this season. So our season four is themed Six Semper Tyrannus.
Yes.
With big names that deserve to be dropped down.
Yeah. So it's going to be old people, big murderous bastards, but with a little bit of an ease in with the first episode, because this would have been a really good Halloween special, but because of the way our season's lined up.
It's pretty close to Halloween.
It's still not too far off. This is like a belated Halloween special.
Yeah.
So we're going to start things off with Dracula.
Oh, Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Say it one more time.
Vlad the Impaler.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you. This is Porky Pig.
Vlad the Impaler.
Blah, 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 blah. That's why I just went with Dracula. You made me say it. Okay. Vlad the Porky Pig.
Vlad the
Drac. That's all, folks.
So, Vlad Tepes the Third is who we're doing. This would have been a great Halloween special.
It would have.
But we ended our season like 10 days before Halloween, so couldn't really do it.
Fucking
but here you go.
Hindsight's 20/20.
If you're people like me where it's just spooky season forever, this is it's fine.
Like, just be goth already.
Yeah, I watch fucking Sinister on a Tuesday. Like, it's, you know, just watch horror movies all the time. And my wife won't stop watching horror movies, so. What?
Go!
Okay. So, sorry, I'm fucking getting there. God, pressure over here. Okay, so, Vlad Tepes III of Wallachia, not Transylvania. Yes, he lived there. Everyone thinks fucking Vampires of Dracula, Transylvania. It's Wallachia. That's where he's from. I don't know if it's actually a country anymore.
It's spelled with a W, right?
Yes.
It's a W.
It's W A L L A C H I A.
Oh, two L's in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Yes, nowadays you can go to Transylvania and Romania, and you get like that. You can go to his castle. It's all there. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was Wallachia. So he was born somewhere between 1428 and 1431. What happens with a lot of these people that we covered in this age, there's a lot of, like, room for error there, okay, because there's not a lot of records. And then he dies in either December 1476 or January 1477.
God, so that's wonderful. Like I don't know, just like, what? Nobody knows when you're born, nobody knows when you die.
That's literally my goal.
Yeah.
That's why I want to die in obscurity.
I think
it's why I delete every picture of myself.
Well, that's why I shredded my birth certificate, is, like, I wanted to...
That's not smart.
No, I'm kidding. It was a joke. Okay. But, like, as soon as I was out of the womb, I took my umbilical cord and strangled the doctor that pulled me out, and I shredded my birth certificate. No, but, like, that's a good... That's cool.
Yeah, well, that's why if you go on my Instagram, there's only one picture that's older than 3 years.
Oh, okay.
I literally have gotten rid of every old picture of myself.
It's evidence.
I want to die and feel like a phantom. Like,
well, then don't have an Instagram.
No, I just post pictures of things, not me.
Oh, okay.
There's, like, even now, if you want to know what I look like, if you go on my Instagram, there's, like, maybe 3 pictures of me that cover the last fucking 8 years.
What if like, on Instagram you just posted your own, like, burial site?
Oh, that'd be sick. Like, where am I buried?
Like, all the time? No, just all the time. Post your grave. Just, hey, FYI, still dead.
Still dead. Like, someone does it for you. Yeah. Still dead.
Still dead. Never born.
That'd be great. Okay. So, before we get into his life and all of his murder, I wanted to start with the name itself of Dracula and where it comes from. It's actually his father who holds the title of Dracul.
Right.
So Vlad II Dracul that used the surname, which means dragon. So
yeah,
that's where it comes from. So Vlad the Dragon.
Can it be a hyphenate? I mean, like a D-R-A hyphen C-O-O-L.
Dra. Cool?
Cool.
Oh, no, it's not. And it can't be. No.
Just let me know.
Like, super like, cool. Like Trey Cool, but Dre yeah, exactly. Cool?
Like it's from a Goofy movie? Like, just let you know, I'm Trey Smooth.
I'm Dre Cool.
Trey Cool.
That's fucking dumb. So, okay, go on. So we got Vlad the Dragon. Which he took on the surname after joining the Order of the Dragon. You're going to like this, what I'm going to do
right
now.
Yeah, okay.
So, the Order of the Dragon was started in 1408 by it's hard to say this name, Sigismund of Luxembourg. He was the King of Hungary at the time and later would become the Holy Roman Emperor. He started the Order of the Dragon basically to, like, defend Christianity. So, it was very based off the Crusades.
Okay.
But it was, like, mainly... Just fuck Ottomans. Like,
yeah.
That was their main thing. Yeah. Just fuck the Ottomans.
Yeah, fuck the Turks, fuck the Ottomans.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was not easy to join. You could not just join the Order of the Dragon. It wasn't like the Knights Templar, where like it was just like knights like inducted in. That was the difference between that the Crusades and the Order of the Dragon. This was reserved for high nobility.
Oh my god. Can you just say that like a little more sexily?
What?
The Order of the Dragon.
Order of the Dragon.
Just say it sexy though.
Dragon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. So, the order was reserved for high nobles. Mm-hmm. So this was literally like higher nobility and kings were okay. part of the Order of the Dragon. Not like just any knights. Mm-hmm. You could not just like be like, okay, I want to join your crusade. So the, like I said, it was defend Christianity and really just fuck up Ottomans. There's some other notable members of the order that we've covered. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna list them.
I'm listening.
So we've episodes about these guys that are part of the
what? Order. What? Yeah. For real?
Mm-hmm. So Alfonso the Fifth of Aragon.
Shut the fuck up.
Was in the Order of the Dragon.
Shut up.
Yep.
Alfonso? Mm-hmm.
Ferdinand the First of Naples.
What?
Order of the Dragon. Yes. And a descendant, but like still used the coat of arms and was associated with it, Elizabeth Bathory.
Well, okay. So we're talking like 14. How long was the Order of the Dragon in?
It did not
in spirit. Was it 14 to 1500 or?
It did phase out over time, somewhere in the 1500s. I didn't write the exact.
Okay, date but out. It was 1400 to 1500, basically.
1408 to late 1500s.
Late 1500s.
It kind of lost popularity.
Okay, almost but the 15th century.
But the Bathory family was.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the Bathorys were a founding family that kept the coat of arms of the order.
Okay, well, do we need to start a conspiracy podcast?
Yeah, maybe. Well, again.
Because is the Order of the Dragon just, you get to kill people and, like, bathe in their blood? Like,
if they're not Christians.
Like, Elizabeth Bathory was, sorry for stuttering, I'm very excited.
She wasn't personally a member.
But.
Her family, though.
Like, Alfonso of Portugal?
And Ferdinand of Naples.
These are very bloodthirsty people. Remember,
Ferdinand of Naples was the guy who kept human mannequins in his fucking
exactly,
hallway.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And he used to talk to them.
Yeah. And, like, threw people out of his windows at dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
So what? These two people were members with Vlad Dracul. They are members of the Order of the Dragon.
Okay.
But I knew this when I wrote this was going to blow your mind.
Because
now, basically, we have four episodes now with
members. Is the Order of the Dragon, is it a secret society, though? It's not, though. It's not a secret society.
It's not a secret, no. But it's exclusive to royalty.
It's a group of assholes.
It's a group of assholes. Yeah, because they're like defending a religion.
Right.
But it's only for the highest of assholes. Because remember when we did Elizabeth Bathory? Remember when we did Elizabeth Bathory and we looked up her coat of arms? I was like, oh, look, it's a dragon?
Yeah, it was a dragon.
That's
right.
That's actually the coat of arms for the Order of the Dragon.
So it was a universal coat of arms for the people involved in this fucking club.
Mm-hmm. And the Bathory family kept it. Like, going down the line. So, Elizabeth wasn't a member per se.
I can see the government drones forming outside the window right
they're
now.
They're floating right
there. They're just like, oh no, you did it.
Yeah.
You got too close.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, Elizabeth Bathory was actually was after the order was disbanded, so she wasn't a member. But her family had kept it going, basically.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Super cool.
Yeah.
Cody, super cool.
The fact that we just happen to cover, like, multiple members.
That's amazing.
So, as I mentioned, not a big fan of the Ottomans. Mm-hmm. They were pretty much the opposite force in this whole... the Ottomans were the opposite force in this whole story. So, right. Anything we're going to talk about, like, the Ottomans are pretty much the antagonists.
Okay. The story's antagonist.
The story's antagonist. And Vlad's. Even though he was kind of like an ally at some points. But, whatever. So, in 1417, Wallachia agrees to, this was a new word for me, I never heard this before, suzerainty.
I don't know that word either.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's basically, let me see, what did I write down? So, basically, Wallachia reserves their internal autonomy, still able to elect, they still have their...
Self-governance.
Yeah. They still, they don't have kings, they have princes. Mm-hmm. They still worship that, or not worship, but like serve.
Mm-hmm.
But their foreign policies are dictated by the Ottoman Empire.
That's anti their judgment, though. Like, why would they serve the Ottomans?
Well, I mean, that's the situation they were in. So they agreed.
They had to.
So basically, they were forced.
No, it was fealty.
It was fealty, basically. Fealty is another word for it.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ottomans were like, as long as you do what we tell you to do when we need to go to war, you can rule yourself.
Got it.
Essentially,
got
is
it.
What that
okay.
is.
Got it.
But they were still able to, like, take leadership from their own prince, or another popular word for their leader was voivode, which I still think is very interesting.
Oh, we talked about that.
We have talked about that. But again, like, anything outside of their country was entirely dictated by the Ottomans. So, like I said, it's kind of like similar to having a protectorate. like the Ottomans, like, because obviously the Ottomans would defend them too.
Right, right.
You know, yeah, it's kind of weird. Because modern law, modern, like, national law does not recognize this form of government. It's either we only, like, the UN only recognizes that you have sovereignty or you don't.
So the government's only protected by those two sovereign nations.
Exactly.
But nobody else.
Nobody else.
If anybody else got involved, that government would go out the window.
Well, yeah, like, if somebody invaded Wallachia, the Ottomans would be inclined to protect them because...
But they would, but they wouldn't be protected by international law. They'd only be protected by...
By Ottoman law.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and, like, by our current standards, like, this form of governing is not recognized because this... Our UN and, right. like, the world would view Wallachia as not having sovereignty.
Right.
Like...
It's like if somebody stormed Puerto Rico, they'd realize that it's a 51st state of fucking, you know, the Americas.
Basically.
But it's not on paper. It is in theory.
Yeah. Like, if this was going on today, the UN would probably step in and try to disconnect the Ottoman Empire from Wallachia.
Yeah, they try to separate them too.
Because it's like, you're, no, like, they don't have sovereignty.
Right,
you're
right, right.
Taking
right.
it away from them.
It's like, it's cool in theory, but it's not
exactly
literally practice.
Exactly. And Wallachia is also paying the Ottomans tribute and shit to have this status quo.
Oh, go on.
I know.
Go on.
So, so basically, when Vlad, the one we're going to talk about, the third, when his father, Dracul, did not support an Ottoman invasion. So basically, there was an invasion that the Ottoman Empire was going to do. They expected Wallachia to support, and Dracul said no, which was not part of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
They took Vlad III and his brother Radu as hostages.
I've heard about Radu. Yeah, yeah. Raju, yeah. I thought.
Oh, is it pronounced Raju?
Well, it's R-A-D-G-U.
Right? Oh, I saw it as R-A-D-U. R-A-D-U.
Oh, I thought there was a J in there.
Oh, no, I just saw R-A-D-U.
Oh, never mind.
So, so they took Vlad and Radu as collateral, basically. Mm-hmm. And basically it was like to ensure loyalty, which his father kind of like agreed to. He agreed to play tribute, but he kind of also just assumed that like they killed his sons, but like kind of just went along with it anyway. He's like, well, my sons are fucking dead, like they're dead and gone. But when Dracul and his eldest son died during an invasion, it was Vlad's cousin Vladislav who took over as voivode of Wallachia. And that did not sit well. So his cousin ended up like taking his title, basically. So there was like a friend of theirs who ended up like facilitating the separation of Wallachia from the Ottomans. But then instead of like putting Vlad or Radu in charge, he put their cousin in charge.
But did that like upset Vlad or
a lot? Okay. He's like, no, that's mine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like right? I don't want like that's my, like what the fuck? My cousin doesn't have
it's like this is my fucking even though my father and brother are dead. Like I need to
and he's like, I've been living in the Ottoman Empire for fucking 15 years.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
like
this place is boring.
Yeah, so he's pissed. So at one point, with agreement of the Ottoman Empire, Vlad invades Wallachia.
Got it.
With Ottomans on his back.
Okay.
Because the Ottomans,
oh, for real?
Because the Ottomans think if we can support Vlad taking over, he'll fall in line. If we can get Vladislav out.
Well, then why do you hate him so much?
Well, it's just because Vlad doesn't give a fuck. He just wanted his country.
So he used them.
Used the Ottomans.
Okay.
He does go to war with Wallachia, kills Vladislav in battle, gets it, but then immediately turns on the Ottomans.
Got it.
And, like, then has to, like, leave. That's why when you look
genius. At
him, right? Like, just fucking... Dude, this guy's just fuckery all over. Like... So,
smart.
Yeah, so smart. Like, it's like, oh, you're gonna support me? Just wait till I get there, bitches. Like, so basically, he kills Vladislav in battle, gets Wallachia. That's why when you look at his I guess like his resume of like leadership, there's gaps in his rules.
Okay,
because he gets it, loses it. Radu takes it. Vlad gets it again, loses it again. So he has three rules not in succession.
Right, yeah.
So, like I said, the Ottomans supported his first invasion, but it failed, but he did kill Vladislav.
Yeah.
Vlad took refuge in Hungary, and when relations between Hungary and the Ottomans kind of fell apart, he used Hungary as support to invade Wallachia again. And then took it. I know it goes a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, but he's playing his strengths.
Though. He's playing his strengths.
Yeah.
He definitely knows how to like be in a country and then use
manipulation.
He's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's gaslighting Europe.
Exactly. Basically. Yes, he's gaslighting them.
Yeah.
So by 1460, everything was done. Like, he had Wallachia. Mm-hmm. He was the ruler. It was done. So the Sultan Mehmed II, which I think is around the same age. I think they kind of grew up together. Uh-huh. Asked for tribute from Vlad.
Okay.
Like, you're here. I know, like, we didn't really, like, it didn't really go well
what
when
he,
we...
What did he say?
What did Vlad say?
Yeah.
Oh, so Mehmed sent, like, emissaries mm-hmm. to ask for tribute, mm-hmm. and Vlad impaled them.
Yep.
Dude, right off the bat.
Stick to your fucking guns, baby. Yes. Like, I love it.
Like, Vlad just said, nah.
Nah. Just not with it.
Like, I know you.
Yeah.
But these guys are dying.
Have you met me?
Have you met me? I'm gonna be known for this.
Crazy, like, crazy guy. Fucking
nuts. And he's probably like, I'm overestimating his age. He's probably like, knowing like fucking ancient history people, he's probably like 17.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's a child.
He's probably like a kid.
Listen, Grand Theft Auto hasn't been invented yet. I'm gonna make my own Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. So, while I wrap up here real quick.
Oh my god, that's perfect.
Yeah. So, from that point, it would be his entire career in his lifetime would be a lot of defending his country. Mm-hmm. Once he got it, it was all about fucking defending it. He's known today as a hero.
He is.
He's a hero.
He's a defender. He's not a hero. He's a defender.
He's the defender and a hero of Wallachia and the Transylvanian Romanian era. It would even include defending it from his own brother, Radu, because Radu stayed with the Ottomans. And the Ottomans used Radu as a general to fucking try to take it back. Which is nuts. So that's where we're going to go into yours.
Okay.
But I had a really cool little, like, connection to make here.
Yeah.
Because obviously we know Vlad is so connected with vampire mm-hmm. lore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when he was in Hungary, he was the person who backed his, like, campaign. Mm-hmm. And Mark can correct me if I'm wrong, because I did my notes 2 weeks ago.
Mark?
He was backed by Matthias Corvinus, which is not a name you need to know, necessarily. Okay. He was the king of Hungary at the time. But if you are familiar with the Underworld franchise with Kate Beckinsale...
Well, I do really enjoy Kate Beckinsale.
We all do. Yeah. We all absolutely do. She is
the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have... I definitely enjoy Kate Beckinsale. But Corvinus is the name of the first immortal in Underworld who gave birth to the first vampire.
Oh.
Like, not him birthing, but his children in Underworld, they changed his name to, I think, Marcus Corvinus.
Mm.
His
two sons. Like Marcus Aurelius?
Kinda.
Yeah.
His two sons
father
were
to
the first
son,
vampire and the
husband
first
to a murdered wife.
Yes.
And I'll have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Exactly. So, Corvinus in Underworld was the father of the first werewolf and the first vampire.
Huh.
And in actual history, he was the king who supported Vlad's invasion of Wallachia.
So that is proof
that Kate Beckinsale is a vampire.
That Kate Beckinsale is a babe, and
definitely a babe.
And there's also proof in the pudding that vampires and werewolves exist.
That sounds like sound fact.
It doesn't. All right, but Cody, that was incredible. We're going to move on to the second part.
All right. Let's take a break.
Is going to be far. It's going to pale in comparison, but we'll get after it.
Oh, no. I'm sure it'll be up to snuff.
Well, I'll snuff you, buddy.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Hey, guys. This is Cody and
CJ
from Justice Time Machine. Just doing another shout-out for our buddy Eli, who did our logo for the podcast. If you guys like what you saw with our logo and are looking for any kind of graphic design or logo work, he's really a reliable source to go to. It's ELIS_trashcan on Instagram. Really cool guy, really quick with his work, and very talented. And, you know, he'll work within your budget. He's very understanding and reasonable. Reach out to him if you guys need any work done. It's definitely worth it, and have a good one.
Okay.
Okay, we're back. So we had it. Okay, you know what? I'm going to bring it back to a very interesting topic real quick before we get into CJ's thing. So, everyone out there, everyone loves dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everyone.
Yeah. Except for the ones that, like, kill them.
Well, yeah. But everyone... Yeah,
they hate them.
Okay, so a lot of people can relate themselves to a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? CJ said something very rude to me years ago.
What?
Where he related me to an Afghan hound.
Well, you look like an Afghan hound. You don't
look like an Afghan hound.
You look like one.
It's very rude. But you're a bulldog.
You're
a bulldog.
I'm not a bulldog.
Dude, okay, everyone who listens to us, go on our Instagram, look at CJ, and tell me he doesn't look like he owns a fucking French bulldog or an English bulldog.
Okay, well, go on Cody's Instagram and tell me he doesn't look like a fucking Afghan hound.
Okay, see, here's the difference, though. I'm saying you own one. You're saying I look like an Afghan hound.
Yeah, that's... okay, you're right. Okay.
Asshole.
I see the problem there, but I stand by the problem. You look like a long-legged, very beautiful... I'm not saying
it probably doesn't help that
I'm not saying it's an ugly dog. It's a very beautiful dog.
No, it's an ugly fucking...
It's got a very luscious set of hair.
I am growing my hair out.
I know. It's very long.
Yeah, it's getting there.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's getting there. I'm growing it out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. You look like a fucking hairy pothead.
Oh, okay. Am I a wizard?
No. Well, you know the difference
Hairy pothead.
You know the difference between sativa and indica.
I don't, actually.
I gotta spell the cast. Y'all wanna watch fucking movies?
All right. So, you know what I'm ready for?
What?
I'm ready for blood.
Let's do it.
I wanna suckle at the teat of the demon.
Yes. Sup at my blood breakfast.
Yes. I want the blood dripping off of the human teat of impaled.
It's fucking Dracula.
Yeah.
We're talking about Dracula.
Dracula.
It's the first ever recorded Dracula.
Not true.
But this is what Bram Stoker talked about.
Yeah.
Bram Stoker.
But there's already recordings.
This is the Dracula that he talked about.
Yeah. But I mean, Gary Oldman did it too, but...
No, that's an actor. I'm talking about the writer, Bram Stoker.
No, I know. Yeah, it was Bram Stoker's Dracula. Gary Oldman, Keanu Reeves, Keanu Dracula.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, okay.
Quit the podcast.
Oh, okay. Bye.
I'm done.
Okay.
Hang it up! No, I'm kidding. All right, so...
Give it to me.
Born in Transylvania, 1431.
Wallachia.
Well, Transylvania, 1431.
Okay.
After his father and his brother were viciously killed, he took the role of Romania.
Okay.
So he accepted the role of governing Romania after his father and brother were brutally killed.
Yes, they were killed.
Brutally.
Yeah.
Like, a throat slit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking stabbed to death. And it was a very dark time for Vlad's life.
Okay.
So we need to appreciate that about him. And when he decided to take power, it wasn't like he demanded it or wanted it. It's because his father and brother were brutally murdered. And he took the role because there was nothing else there.
Well, his cousin got it first, and then he was like, fuck you.
But his cousin wasn't fit to do the role.
Well, obviously not.
And he had so much pain in his heart that he tried to accept the role, but he only knows pain at this point.
Mm.
So going into Vlad's history, he only knows how to inflict and accept pain.
He's a child of pain.
A child of pain.
Mm.
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 Mm. Mm.
Tell me more.
Mm. Let's keep doing that. So he led with an iron fist, which is hold on.
He led with a bloody fist.
Well, just iron and lead are the same thing, right? They're metals.
He led
with an iron fist.
I mean, yeah, but
I mean they're both metals.
Yeah, but you're not saying lead is in the metal. You're saying lead is in leader.
I know, but I'm just...
Okay.
There's a double entendre in there.
Okay.
And I kind of want to explore it.
That's not.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, maybe he's the first metal fan? Like, he really like metal?
I'm sure he was.
I'm lead with an iron fist. If
he
was around today,
he would love metal.
Right, like, right, right. Yes. Right. Yeah. My name's Concrete Brick. I love stone.
I'm a big fan of Stone Temple
Pilots. Stoner metal.
Okay.
Stone Temple by STP, baby. All right, so on his menu, basically, on Vlad's menu,
okay,
was the following things: torture, mutilation, beheading, burning, and dismemberment.
Oh, so good!
So all was on the table at any point.
You've got impaling.
Well, oh. let me feed. Oh, okay, let me feed you, baby bird.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'll get there. All right.
Just give me the first course.
Yeah, no, this is a aperitif.
Ah, gotcha.
It's a mon. What's that called? A mon pas something. It's like when the chef gives you something like just a
an appetizer.
No, it's a never mind.
Okay,
I'm not classy. Or I'm not smart a chef. I'm not a chef. I'm not smart or classy enough. So these were all on the table. So 1462.
Okay,
he ordered the killing of 220,000 Turks.
Whoa.
And Turks are basically Ottomans.
Yes.
In a
yes.
different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he hated the Ottomans. He hated the Turks. He was a proverbial. He impaled 20,000 people. So we're talking about a garden, like a field.
Yeah.
A field of 20,000 people impaled on pikes. That's not spikes, pikes were used yes. as a weapon.
Pikes, and, if you don't know, basically just big wooden spears.
Yeah, they're basically spikes, but they were called pikes at that yeah. point because they were used for fighting.
Yeah.
Right. So, the Turk ruler,
Mehmet?
Yeah, so it was basically like a killing field. Okay. And he impaled them all, and he even had his parishioners serve him dinner, or his meals, in these fields.
Oh.
So he ate among a field of bodies.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure there was a candle or two.
There must have been. Yeah, must I mean, well, if they're yeah. dark, you need to see.
You think it was one of those, like,
Didn't he also eat bread? Soaked with blood.
Okay, so we're getting into
it. Oh, sorry, am I getting ahead
of you? No, it's okay. Okay. So while he was dining in these fields, mm-hmm. yes, you're absolutely right, he used to dip his bread in blood and then eat that bread.
So metal.
It's so metal.
So metal.
It's like demure burger. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, it's very...
I mean, Demon Burger.
A Monomarth.
I was thinking of Monomarth.
A Monomarth.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Demon Burger.
Yeah.
But
Demon Burger?
I call him Demon Burger.
Demon Burger.
Yeah, Demon Burger. Demon Burger. But it's very a Monomarth. It's very Viking-esque.
It's very, if I'm going to fucking win, I'm going to win hard.
And I'm going to gloat in it.
And you're going to know how much I won when yeah. you see me act how I act when I win.
I'm going to bask in your death ambiance.
Let's just take a second.
Okay.
And appreciate a field of 20,000 people impaled on pikes, and him eating food like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
Around a field, like very Scarface-esque.
Yeah.
Like just eating amongst tragedy.
Like this guy. Okay. Like he's literally okay.
Don Corleone.
He's
I would say.
Literally, like he's cutting a steak. Mm. Ripping some bread, mm-hmm. and when he rips his bread, he just leans it out over to the left, mm-hmm. and blood drips on it. He's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
he doesn't need to. Yeah,
wait, a yum.
Yeah,
he doesn't even have like a sauce, like a sauce. Well, he just reaches out, and the pipe drips.
Would you call it mananera?
Yeah, he reaches out with a mananera.
Mananera.
Yeah, and then brings it back in. They're like, would you like a saucepan? He's like, no, I've got a drip.
Would you like a Tom Ado sauce?
Like, no, his name was Gustav.
Yeah. Here's my Tom Ado. All right, so impaling, yes. But we're talking about literally impaling, not just impaling. We're not just talking about...
There's an art to it.
So we're going to get into this right now.
Okay,
so
please.
It isn't
I'm clapping.
Just, I know, you're fucking
I'm
sick.
I'm excited.
So, oh, by the way, Dracul, it means dragon.
Yeah.
But now in Romanian, Dracul means the devil.
The devil, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's since been translated to the devil.
So, If you don't mind, can I cut in real quick?
Yeah, of course. Of
okay,
course.
So one
yeah,
of my favorite movies, and it's a very underrated movie. It did not do well in the box office, but I watched it in theaters and I loved it. Was Dracula Untold with Luke Evans?
Okay.
Phenomenal actor. He plays Dracula, and it's very in line with this with story. He is a prisoner of the Ottomans when he's younger. He turns against Mehmed II, and it shows him impaling them. And it's so on point. It's so fucking good. And everyone should just fucking watch it. I honestly got to
Luke Evans?
Luke Evans.
I like him a lot. He's so cool. Super cool.
So chiseled.
Just like
gay.
Fine.
Which is fucking, but like,
yeah.
I remember when I watched this movie with my mom. I played it for her. And she was like so fucking smitten with him, and I was like, "Mom, he's gay." And she's like, "What a waste!
Just leave the imagination there, though."
Well, I had to ruin it for her because she was was getting like all hot and bothered, and I was like, "Mom, he's gay," and she was like, "What the fuck?" But like,
all right, here I have a fun game.
What's up?
On three, who's the hottest actor you've ever seen? And on one, two, and three, we're gonna say it.
The hottest actor.
The hottest actor.
Oh, like my just, acting just like gay crush.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, on three.
I got
on three.
A toss up though.
Well, no. Come on three.
Okay.
One, two, three. Tom Jason Hardy. Momoa. Oh. Okay.
Okay. But I agree with you though. But I agree with you too. I agree with you.
I that would have been
Jason Momoa is a fucking babe.
Yeah. Like, Tom Hardy's a babe.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get on.
But Luke Evans is way up there. All right. Before I said that, what was the last thing that you said?
Oh no, Dracula means the devil. Oh, now.
Yeah. So in the movie, they play on that when he when they're like they bring up the Dracula and he says son of the devil.
Oh, and it's
because they take it from the dragon thing to the devil. And
what's the son of the devil called? It's not, what is that? It's a bar. With the son of the devil, it's a
you're talking about like the princes of hell because you're probably thinking of Beelzebub. He's a prince of hell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's
not necessarily son of the devil. That's a whole other, like,
biblical thing. It's a whole thing.
There's multiple princes of hell.
Dude, I have nothing here. Let's get into it.
Well, so there's multiple princes of hell.
Mm-hmm.
There's the devil, which is Lucifer.
Right.
Then Beelzebub, and, like, other prominent, what we know as, like,
you. Doesn't he have a son, though? Like, the devil has a son.
Well, that would be the Antichrist.
Oh.
The Antichrist is the son of the devil. There's princes of hell, which are different.
And but does the Antichrist have a name, though?
Yes, but it depends, because the Son of God was Jesus.
Right.
So the Antichrist doesn't have a set name until he's born, because it depends on who he's born as.
Oh, so he's born with a name.
He's not born as a name. The Antichrist hasn't been born yet.
Oh.
So there's the Antichrist, but when he's born, there's a book series called Left Behind.
Mm-hmm.
In that one, the Antichrist is Nikolai.
Well, I'm thinking more like Constantine, though. Like, what's the devil's name when he finds the sword?
So in Constantine, he's just referred to as the Antichrist because he has not been born yet.
But he knew he is born in that film, though.
Constantine forces him back.
He still exists.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a name yet because
but he has since been born. That's what you're saying. Okay,
yeah, he'll have a human name because he's born as a child, just like Jesus.
Right.
He has to be born first to have a name. In the Left Behind series, he's born as a child named Nikolai.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Antichrist.
Oh, like Little Nicky.
Exactly. The Antichrist has
like the Adam Sandler film. Exactly. Little Nicky.
The Antichrist has to be born as a human first.
Okay.
The princes of hell are not like the devil's sons. Mm-hmm. They're prominent demons known as the princes of hell.
So they're fallen angels doing his bidding.
Exactly.
Right?
So there's Beelzebub, there's Abaddon, there's other multiple ones that are prominent demons that are known as the princes of hell.
Okay.
So that's a whole different thing.
I think it's crazy that like
Abaddon.
Abaddon?
Abaddon.
Okay,
sorry.
Cool.
I messed that up.
Like, Albonagus? The really There's, amazing...
There's also... oh, shit. I know a bunch of them, actually. But
isn't
it
weird that the things that made heaven also fall into hell?
Yeah, well, everything that falls from grace.
But, yeah, but, I mean, like, Lucifer alone, he just disagreed with God being so advantageous. And that's why
he disagreed with us.
Well, he disagreed not with the people, with God's decisions.
He didn't disagree with us. He disagreed with us as existence. He did not like us existing.
But it all came from his image, and his image was impure. Well, Lucifer, and that's why Lucifer disagreed.
Yeah, he was the most beautiful. He was the son of the morning.
Right.
And he disagreed with the praise. Sleeper. Well, he was the son of the morning.
Yeah, he's a sleeper.
And he disagreed with our existence. Mm. And that's what instigated his fall from grace. We're getting too biblical here. Go on.
So, being impaled.
Yes, please tell me the art of this.
Being impaled.
Yes.
It has like a little je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
All right, it's got something to it.
Sodomy in it.
So if you pictured being impaled, how would you picture being impaled?
Oh, anus. Just up.
You got it right, cuz you're just as bad as fucking Vlad.
Yeah, I mean that's obvious.
Because
do it.
But it's
we need a hole.
It's anus through mouth.
Yeah.
It's straight up, dude.
It's to cause the most pain. It's, and not instant death.
It's up your butt and around the corner, baby.
No, it's not even around the corner. It's, well, up your butt. Straight up.
It was a joke, all right? Can we just laugh with this? Because...
So, yes, it's straight up your ass.
This... motherfucker went total end of Requiem for a Dream style, ass to mouth.
Yeah.
Ass to mouth.
Which is not an instant kill.
It's not. But it's not instant, but it's slow and it's degrading. Degrading. Sorry. And it's...
degrading
is... degrading. Degradation.
Degradation. It's still a pull.
But it's the most pain... that anybody can experience within the shortest amount of time.
Yeah.
With living through it.
Yeah.
So not only is it torture, it's torture until you're dead, but at least these people...
And I'm wondering, like, how big is the typical pike? Like, are we talking like a Coke can?
Probably. Like a big... like a
2 liter?
Like, what's that called? A chode? Like a chode? Chode size?
Well, not my chode.
like a chode. A chodus.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a Coke can. Like, well, a pike... no, probably bigger than a Coke can.
Yeah, but like a 2 liter.
No, I wouldn't say that. Like, no? like a 1 liter. 1.75.
Like, okay. Like,
yeah. Or like a tall can.
Like a tall Mountain Dew.
Like a... No. Like a tall Budweiser.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like, yeah, something you get in a 3-pack
then,
of AM.
But then you lift them up, and then you have to slam it into the ground.
But here's the thing. It takes a lot of pressure to put that person...
A lot!
...on it. And that's why he got so fucking famous, because the power that it took...
strong.
The power that it took to impale a person, and not only one, but 200,000.
Did he impale them all personally?
I don't know. It's unwritten. It's unwritten.
That's not possible, though.
I mean, I don't know, every day, maybe? 1, 2, 3. Like, but 200,000. But...
He'd have to do so many.
It's like how many kids can you fight at one time? It's like I could probably fight like I could probably fight like 20 kids maybe.
But how do you even start? Like, do they have to be like bent over like human centipede ready, and then you shove it in and then lift it up?
Well, of course I would fight. You gotta fight.
Like, how do you?
Like, I'd be kicking and screaming.
Like, what's the process?
Just, he'd have to pick them up with his arms. He'd probably have to cradle them like an infant. With his their knees bent over his forearms, and just slam him down.
Damn. So are you saying
he was? Wait, how tall was he? Was he larger than life or?
No, he wasn't. He was average.
Just average height.
So like, are you saying? Okay, so is the...
how do you get that many people on spikes?
That's what I'm saying. So okay, here's my question to you.
Okay,
is all the right. pike already implanted into the ground and he's putting them on it, or is he impaling them? Lifting him up,
think,
and then...
Okay, that's a very good question.
Because in the movie, he's a vampire, so he has superhuman strength.
No, but in the movie, he has pikes already spent.
No, but in Dracula Untold, he takes the pike, impales them, and lifts them up.
And then stamps
them
in the ground.
And then stamps into the ground. But he's a vampire, so that's a little different.
I think it would be easier to just let somebody come with their own gravity on them.
That's what I'm thinking. So the pikes were already planted.
I think they were planted.
Yeah.
Because 200,000? You're going to do that every day? No, you build a killing field and then put...
You
what
put
you
the
want,
pikes in and then drop them
and
on.
And then drop them on.
And let the gravity do its work.
Like a forklift. Like, you just get up.
I mean, I'm still tired thinking about it. Like, I'm still tired. Like... because they don't have forklifts. They still have to lift them. Like...
it just hurt my heart.
Oh, God, we're awful.
All right, so he also used...
Mark, please, explain. Mark, this is your segment. Explain piking.
Yeah, can we stop? Just leave it for Mark now?
Yes.
No, I have two more things.
No, you go. Okay. Mark, you have to explain to us and everyone how a body got on there.
Did he run the spike through you or let you fall on the spike?
Yes. Mark, explain.
Two very good questions.
Why is it not Arkansas?
Mark. Arkansas. That's a good Vine reference.
Yes.
All right, so he also used chemical warfare. He gave the Turks leprosy. He spread leprosy within the Turks.
What?
Yeah, and also used the Black Plague. You know what is weird at this point?
You took a turn I was not expecting.
Well, no, he did. He spread the Black Plague.
Leprosy?
He spread leprosy and the Black Plague. Like fucking Nell. Tea in the wind.
But leprosy?
Yeah, leprosy.
So he just made everyone start losing eyeballs?
Yeah. He just threw dead eyeballs at people, apparently. But, okay, so all were used, and in the end, it was between him and a scare tactic. So he was scared of the Turks.
Oh, he was scared.
The whole time he was terrified of the Turks.
Well, they're a huge empire.
But you know why he was scared? Is because his empire was so flawed. Him being this way, it can easily be explained by his father and his brother getting killed so fucking violently in front of his fucking goddamn terrible child eyes. Mm. And him reacting this way, because this is what he thought. He thought that in order to be king, you need to be ruthless. Mm. So he acted this way. Vlad acted this way.
It's hard to because that's between a soft A and a hard
Vlad
A.
Vlad acted this way because he thought ruling through fear, ruling through an impending doom, was the way to control your citizens.
Mm. I mean, you can't blame him.
He was fucked up from a child, fucked up in action, fucked up as an adult, but if I was a psychologist, I would say this kid has real big mommy and daddy issues.
Mm. I would say he has authoritarian issues. Like, he doesn't understand what it means to be in charge.
Well, I mean, what is being in charge anyway? What's being in charge?
Oh, you're done. That was it?
Yeah, fuck. No, fuck. Oh, okay. What's being in charge? What is being in charge?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's being in charge, but, like, ruling properly.
No, but what is ruling? People have agency. Like, what is ruling? Ruling is nothing. Ruling is just guidance. Ruling is just making sure that the people that rule you are acting at the same wavelength that you rule them. It's a bullshit fucking task with a bullshit principle.
Okay. Hold on. This is you coming off of your...
Like, I just got let go.
I know. Because I was like, wait, I'm in charge and I like it.
Sorry. I hate it.
But
people are people.
But no. It stems from what your example is. And I think you have a good point there. Because when you are in charge or ruling, quote unquote, it's supposed to be in the best interest of the people below you. But when
it's not, though. It's not now.
No. It's supposed to be. But when your experience, like with Vlad, is terror, that's all you know.
You're absolutely right.
It depends on what your example is. Right.
But what now? What of us? What of management? What of us? What of us acting like we know better? Nobody knows better. We're just told to act in a certain way.
Well, yeah, we go off of the example we're given, and yeah,
it's bullshit.
But we're not going to go into that. We're not doing a retail podcast.
Oh, okay, you want to stop it?
Yeah, we'll talk about this after. Okay, we were doing Dracula.
Dracula, Vlad the Impaler.
So
he impaled people through their butts.
Season 4, episode 1 in the books. We're gonna hand it off to Mark now. And Mark probably has a lot of work to do.
I don't know, Mark. I don't know what we did with this one, but, like, I'm hot, and I hope you're hot, too. And let's just be all hot together.
Yeah, Mark's a good-looking guy.
No, not hot. Like, no, he is hot, but, like, I'm hot.
Oh, you're spirited, hot and bothered.
Hot and bothered.
Oh, okay.
No, Mark is a really good
Mark, you're
guy.
Hot.
No. He looks like Ryan Gosling.
He does look a little like British Gosling.
Well, is Gosling British? No, he's not. He looks like a Gosling.
A Gosling.
Well, that's a goose.
Yeah. Gosling
is a goose.
He's the East Coast Goslings.
He's a New York goose.
He's a New,
let's hand it over to the New All York right, goose. Mark,
I love you. Wrap us up, man.
All right. JusticeTimeMachine@gmail.com.
Season 4.
Season 4. Episode. Yes.
Everyone. JusticeTimeMachine@Instagram.
Oh, this is going to get messy, this baby. This is going to get
real messy. And yeah, reach out to us, guys. We're back. And we'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Oh, well, fucking get the right button. I already said bye.
Okay, say bye. It again. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Justice Time Machine. We appreciate it very much so. I want to take this opportunity to also appreciate another person. I hope that line of logic followed. His name is Johnny Nittle, and he is the person responsible for doing all of our music. He did our theme song, he does all the transitions, and we couldn't be happier with his work. We think it's like absolutely wonderful. It's one of the greatest things that's happened to our podcast since it started. It's actually sounding much more professional and just all around better. So you should absolutely give me your business. Go to johnnyrk.com. That's Johnny RK, JohnnyRK.com. Or you can find him on all social media at Johnny RK. Go to Johnny Nittle, give him your money. He deserves every penny. Thank you, Johnny, and we'll see you next time.
Welcome back. It's official. We've dusted off the time machine, revved up the engine, and after one very long month, justice has finally returned. Holy slippery spikes, Batman. We certainly kicked off season 4 with a bang. I received more compliments in the last 30 seconds of that episode than I ever did in my 20s. So boy, does it feel good to be back. Now, I had somewhat teased at the end of the last season that Mark's Correction Corner would look a little different this second time around. It is, after all, no longer my first rodeo. And after regrouping with CJ and Cody, we landed on the idea of me bringing revisions and additions to the table. This felt like a more accurate way to describe how my segment grew organically throughout season 3, and truthfully, digging around some of the leftovers from each episode to create a delightful Thanksgiving sandwich, as so many of you undoubtedly did this weekend, was also the most fun for me. So one quick revision to start. As Cody pointed out, the character Marcus Corvinus features in the popular movie franchise Underworld as a fictional version of the real-life Mateusz Corvinus, former King of Hungary. However, it was in fact Alexander Corvinus who in the movie Underworld Evolution becomes the first true immortal due to his immune system's unique response to a virus causing his blood to mutate. Which means that when he fathers twins, one is the world's first vampire, Marcus, and the other is the world's first werewolf, William. Real nerdy shit. So, time for a couple of additions. Following the death of his father and half-brother, and in order to consolidate power, Vlad the Impaler pulls what can only be described as the original Red Wedding, for you Game of Thrones fans out there, by inviting hundreds of members of rival families to a banquet, and understanding that his authority would be challenged, he stabs his guests before throwing their still twitching bodies onto spikes. Brutal. Which does lead me nicely onto the ever so thoughtful request by our hosts for me to explain exactly how Vlad impaled his victims. Now, I watched a video about this on YouTube, and shout out to Strange Ago for providing the 3 minutes of content that I will never be able to unsee. First, anal or genital impalement was performed by placing the larger base of a blunt wooden spike in the ground, And the reason that it was blunt was so that it did not kill the victim too quickly as the narrower end was maneuvered through their body. A sharpened spike might have punctured a vital organ, meaning less overall torture. The pole was greased, I'm sure you'll be pleased to know, and was measured to be ever so slightly taller than the victim, meaning it was therefore impossible for them to remove themselves from that position. A sharpened pole was also often depicted in woodcuts of Vlad, having been inserted straight through the victim's back before being uprighted, leaving gravity to do the rest of the dirty work. Another method this Willy Wonka of death came up with was to hammer a sharpened stake through the victim's body, which would eventually exit through either the chest, shoulder, or abdomen. So again, the spike is going kind of straight up and through. And perhaps the most creative and insane of all was a method that Vlad is believed to have used, whereby the condemned would be stripped, each of their legs tied to a different horse, and as the horses would pull the victim's legs apart, an executioner inserted a stake through their anus and hoisted the condemned into the air. The stake would eventually exit through the mouth. Finally, I think it's worth mentioning as we close out this chapter, how fortuitous for the Romanian Board of Tourism the connection between Vlad the Impaler and our ever-growing cult fascination with Dracula has been. In truth, the two have very little in common, except for an insatiable lust for blood and a penchant for spooky-looking castles. Following the publishing of Bram Stoker's novel, the claim for the influence of Vlad on the title character has been fabricated purely through folklore and enforced by the passing of time. In fact, it was another one of our Justice Time Machine subjects, Attila the Hun, whose destructive nature and ferocious power supposedly had some influence on Stoker's character development of Count Dracula. We appreciate you, all of you, so much for listening. This is, it was honestly a genuine pleasure to be back. If this is your first Justice Time Machine episode, welcome. If you're coming back for more hot on the heels of season 3, thank you for sticking with us. Please continue to tell friends and family about this podcast. We could not do this without our audience. Season 4 is mapped out and full of some awesome content. We really enjoy bringing each and every episode to you, and until next week, take care of one another and be safe.